The National Police Agency announced that about 24,000 people killed themselves last year. The overall number has fortunately decreased this year. But strangely, the suicide rate of those over 50 has increased. I was very shocked to hear this. I wonder why the older generation is hurrying to its death. It seems that employment problems have replaced personal concerns, such as examination pressure, love affairs, etc., by 4.2% over last year. People are being crushed by their work-related problems. One of my uncles was retired at the age of 60 several years ago. He had worked for a well-known trading company. He worked very hard for the company and earned a high position in it. He seemed satisfied with the good work he did for his company. He worked in his office even on Sundays. He came home very late almost every day, for he had to go out drinking for work purposes. As a result, he had no time to find a suitable hobby. Working was his only hobby. The other day, his wife said, "My husband used to be a man of spirit, but he has been depressed since he retired. He has lost his vitality completely. He just lies around on the floor, drinking and watching TV absent-mindedly all day long. I'm afraid that he'll kill himself." There are some people, like my uncle, who don't know how to enjoy themselves outside their work. It appears that working is the end-all for them. Therefore, if something goes wrong on the job or after retirement, they are likely to lose the desire even to live. We must work hard, but work is not everything. I think that both work and play are necessary in life. Having a hobby is essential. This is the only way we can develop a well-rounded and balanced character.